ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The death toll in Maui from the fast-moving wildfire that devastated the community of Lahaina now stands at 89, with officials warning that number will rise. Many of those who escaped the flames, meanwhile, staying in shelters. Mayor Richard Bisson telling residents it's not safe to go home.
It is not safe. It is a hazardous area.
Crews continue to search through the rubble with the help of cadaver dogs. The special counsel overseeing the investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter, says negotiations on a plea deal are at an impasse. Special counsel David Weiss telling a court that the negotiations have broken down after a previous deal fell apart last month. An investigation underway into the death of a Pakistani porter near the peak of the world's most treacherous mountain, K2. Word of the investigation comes after allegations that dozens of climbers eager to reach the summit of K2 had walked past the man after he was gravely injured in a fall and eventually died there. This is ABC News. The widespread legalization of sports gambling has made it more accessible, and that's posing a problem for some athletes.
The NFL suspended several players for violating league policy, but more than a dozen people connected with college sports in Iowa have been criminally charged, including several members of the Iowa football program. Head coach Kirk Ferentz told reporters education needs to be rethought.
Not just athletes, it's everybody. It's just the world we live in. So, and we're not, I'm not saying we're ramming it down people's throats, but it's pretty easy to get there. It's pretty prevalent.
He says the school's cooperating. Several Iowa State players have been accused of betting on games that they played in. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Former big league slugger Jose Bautista signing a one-day contract with the Toronto Blue Jays so he could retire as a member of the team. It came a day ahead of the team adding his name to its level of excellence. Bautista played 10 seasons with Toronto and led the league in homers in 2010. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network just after 8 o'clock.
Wanted to be resentful, but you reach the point where it doesn't have a point, and the lead runs out of the pencil. Best not to be in the same vicinity as the enemy is fire with the mental fire. I don't gotta hate up on anybody just so I can get ahead. It's lame and simple, insane but it's simple. Even with the good memories and the pain that we've been through. I claim my temple, so I separate to make a better change when it's meant to. Man, I won't let nobody hinder my potential. Never breaking toes, I bet it means what I meant to. Man, working being efficient is so essential. Yeah. To go where you know that your birth is sent you, sin. But I can't go with you, nah. Because now I'm on a different path. And I don't want to resent you, nah. But I won't dispute the math. That'll be my self-subtraction, gone. But I won't be cut in half. I won't. I remove every distraction so I can build up my craft. I can never become hateful, nah. Because you reap the hate you cast. For real. So I keep remaining faithful to the point that life's a blast. Furthermore, I'm truly grateful for the greatness of our past. I am. That day was faithful. Crazy how things change as time has passed. mission no matter what happens, and I keep staying active. You can make a face, but I face the face of truth to stay proactive. I won't even entertain the idea we cannot be interactive. Every moment has its own purpose, many actions are reactive. I don't over-exert, I said I know when to go subtract. You make the tension worse, but you try to keep your feelings captive. Many feelings get hurt from capping, wonder why some get so passive. I can be cold as CO2 because my compassion gets so massive. I believe it's crucial to always analyze it every facet. I don't play with life, face the music. If I don't feel it, I'm tacit. Taking new wisdom, then pass it. Any old issues, I'm passing. My emotion, no need to mask it. Put the drama in the casket. Putting my eggs in one basket, getting ready to hatch it. Bask in tranquility, we got the ability to bury the hatchet. We had to scratch it, dispatch it, track it in case you track it. I don't live in madness, this is tacit. And move up the bracket.
Maxine Caridio on Civic Media, that we are local music, that's Herd of Bison, Storm Rolling In. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Caridio on Civic Media, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Terry, you have the honors of introducing our next guest.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Of course, you just played Herd of Bison. Herd of Bison is here. Right now, they are in the studio, brand new studio, our first time. And you guys, it's so good to see all of you. Thanks for being here. Of course, we have Ben Lacuda. He is our Wisconsin connection to this band. So, Ben, you may know him. He also plays with the Cuz. How about you introduce all of your bandmates here?
Sure. So,
okay.
Standing next to me is Delaney Glyman.
Hi.
We got Francisco Moncayo.
Hello.
And Paul Fascino.
How you doing?
Paul is from Paul is from Long Island, New York.
Oh, perfect.
You're from Long Island.
Yes. Yes. There it is. Rockers Classic. Originally from New York. So yeah. There you go.
The G is not silent, everybody.
I've been outed.
Yeah. Frank is from Monterey, Mexico.
Oh, very cool.
Correcto.
And Delaney's from Connecticut.
Okay, so you guys are all together here in Wisconsin right now because you're making some new music. Tell us how this week has been and what you've been doing. And in fact, when I talked to you, Ben, a couple of hours ago, you guys were still jamming,
on
it.
We came right from rehearsal to get some food at Ian's Pizza, and then we came right here.
How's the week been?
Oh, wait, real quick. I got to say something about the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to ask you what slice you had there.
Let's hear it.
There was no regular pie. I went in there. I said, could I have a cheese slice? And like, oh, we're all out. And I said, how? And I felt really bad, but I immediately just said, give me like a pepperoni and sausage. It'll be okay.
How was the pepperoni and sausage?
It was pretty good. good.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah.
You're from New York, so you probably like the thin crust, right?
Paul said it was a 2.3 out of 5, but he also said that because they didn't have just a normal cheese slice, that the maximum he was going to give was 3.
Hey, don't make me look like a villain over here.
What can I say? It wasn't. I tend to agree. It wasn't New York pizza.
Oh, of course. You
you're not a villain, but you are a menace.
Go. Whatever.
Okay, tell us about the week. Yes. I mean, you are trying to cram a lot in 1 week when you're all together here. How's it going?
It's going well. Yeah, we are currently rehearsing. So next Tuesday, we're going to be doing a video shoot for our new album. Our new album is one continuous 40-minute piece of music.
Wow.
And that means that when we try to do the video shoot for it, we have 3 takes to get a 40-minute piece of music right.
Yes. Only 3 takes.
Yeah. Only 3 takes, yep.
And it's also not an easy 40-minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, oh my gosh!
The switch between ranges in my voice is
get up on the microphone.
I don't know why I let this dude do this to me.
Wow. Okay, so you have to be done basically when the song is done. Your time is done. You're done. You're all leaving too. You're all going back to Boston. What is your goal right now with all of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna, you know, after we get, so the other thing that we're doing this week is we're trying to get as much of the studio version recorded as we can.
Oh, yeah.
And that way, you know, we can put out the album. So we'll eventually have the studio version coming out, and we'll have the video version coming out. And just like any artist that has original music, the goal is going to be to market it and, you know, get it in the eyes and ears of as many people as we possibly can.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the studio cut is going to be the same 40-minute one song.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the studio version is going to eventually, when the album comes out, it'll be split into 9 songs, so you don't have to listen to all 40 minutes if you don't want to.
How are we going to play that, Jimmy? 40 minutes.
I think the videos will come out in the same way. They'll be split into 9 different videos. Yeah, I mean, we'll put them up in a playlist. That way, if anybody wants to listen to all 40 minutes, they can.
So you're like, how can we top Tool?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I definitely grew up on Rush and Genesis and all those people who wrote songs that are too long.
Is there is there vocals throughout the 40 minutes, or is it just a long extended jam session?
No, there's vocals throughout.
Throughout?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what, like
get up 5? On them.
It's 5 of the 9 songs that I'm on.
Okay.
So it's really fun. I mean, Paul and Ben and I, we've been working on a bunch of new melodies for vocals, and we just cranked out a song today. So it was really fun.
How long do you sing for in one particular, like the longest song on there? Like how long of a vocal session do you have?
The Fallout, I mean, how long is the Fallout?
Fallout's probably 4.5-ish minutes.
4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Fallout's about 4.5 minutes. Okay, well, that's average. That's as long as I sing for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And then the song right after that, so there's 2 people in the band that are not here. Mm-hmm. We have our bassist, Nick Kierstead, and our rapper, Roman.
It's my brother.
Yep, Roman.
Also from Long
Island. The song right after Delaney sings for 4.5 minutes, Roman raps for about 3.5 minutes.
Jeez.
Rumor has it, Roma's also very picky about his pizza.
There's an insane instrumental section.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a pretty crazy instrumental section in between the two.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy K, are we going to play Surrender? Is that the song that's coming up?
We are. So give us the details one more time when the new stuff is dropping.
Please,
and when are you guys playing live? Are you guys playing live? I want to see this live.
I keep bugging him about that.
As soon...
Yeah, when are we playing live?
We will play live as soon as we can book a gig.
All right. So they're just going to play the Beatles for the time being.
Either that, or we'll just get up there and play 2112 on repeat.
Oh, nice. How can we keep track so that when you have shows, when your videos are out, when your music's out, that we can get our hands on everything?
Follow us on social media.
There you go.
Social media. It's going to be Herd of Bison, and Herd, by the way, is spelled H-E-R-D.
Yeah.
So it's the noun Herd of Bison, not I've heard of bison.
I had heard of bison though, you know what I mean?
I think I made that joke last time I was here too.
I think you
did, Ben. Yeah. His grammar lessons with Ben. Thank you. You make me feel really insecure right now.
Oh my god.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh.
Hey guys, thanks for stopping in by the studio.
You guys.
It's our first night here. Thanks for breaking it in and spilling the beer all over the place. We appreciate
that.
It's great to meet
it's been a pleasure.
The band. It's great to meet all of you in the band. Thanks for doing this with us.
Here's
and come back after everything's out.
Keep us posted.
Yeah. Okay.
Rocker will book you in the Devil's Lair.
18 hours.
Oh, it's a party. Civic Media. This is Surrounded. Herd of Bison on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubted. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, that sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded. Surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid. 2020, the whole year was destroyed. Especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye. It happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty.
But time to have a dumb or two.
Risky.
Invite family and time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so filthy. That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope when time's passing, we all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wolves and Sheep, that's Love and Hate on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Herd of Bison for stopping in the studio tonight. Really appreciate the guys. A lot of fun. Next time, we're going to have some pizza. Ty Christian from Mad With Power Fest is in the house. We're going to talk about that sold-out show. And maybe We might have a ticket for you. Right now is Todd Phipps and Hitting the Road on Maxine Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Things I do to make my bread.
Maxinc Radio and Civic Media, Todd Phipps there, hitting the road. That's from his Recombobulation album that came out not too long ago. It's a really good album, too. You can find it up on Bandcamp if you want to get it down into your podcast or whatever you do all that. Hey, be sure to check out civicmedia.us for the latest podcast from all your favorite shows across the network here. There's some good ones, too. They got the Up North News, As Goes Wisconsin, Town Call, the Todd Albo Show, Matt Flynn, of course, the Devil's Advocates, and Maxinc Radio podcast
are
up there,
us.
Too. Yes, and us.
And us.
I'm giving love to the network, you know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of great content up there. You can download the podcast right now at civicmedia.us, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Rocker, we got Maxie and Kevy coming up. Kind of a sad starting note for Heavy tonight because we're paying tribute to Joey Jonas from Bad Year, who passed away last week.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, me too. I was kind of a shock. And, you know, you find this stuff out on social media.
Of course.
You know, in your morning scrolling or something like that, boom, there's the news.
And it just kind of hits you in the face. Yeah.
Yep. Horrible way to find that out. Mm. Super excited. Kaylin Cole, she's here in the new studio. We're going to get her sound checked. And she's live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. It was fun to see Aaron tonight.
Oh, he is a blast.
He is a goof. Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun.
All right, stick around. We got Ty Christian in the studio next. We're going to talk about the sold-out Mad With Power Fest at the Sylvie.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Maxinc Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Maxinc Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
This is Bang Von Killenstein from Lords of the Trident.
And Killius Maximus.
And you're listening to Maxinc Radio.
Radio for the people.
Baby!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
First night in the brand new studio, pushing all the brand new buttons, telling people, hey, you can't put your beer on this table.
How dare you, sir? I'll put my beer wherever I want. How dare you?
Ty Christian.
Oh, man, the one and only.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Good
What's
to see
happening?
You.
What's happening?
It's good to be here in this brand new studio. Holy cow. You got a couch. You got a TV.
I know. It's weird.
It's amazing. There's people hanging
there
out.
There is.
You know?
Everybody's getting to know each other.
I stood in the door. They said, are you carrying any guns or knives? And I said, no guns, but like, here's the trident. Here's the knives. Right. Just, you know.
Left the fire. So we were joking earlier today. First of all, I think it's only fitting that you're here tonight on our first night in this studio because your history with us
Oh, yeah.
With Max Inc. Radio has gone back since the beginning of Max Inc. Radio and almost the beginning of Lords of the Trident.
That's true. That's true. The first, wasn't it the first interview you guys did was us down in your basement?
I can't remember if it was you or Wall of Funk.
Oh my pretty sure you said it was us. And the one thing that I remember distinctly from that interview is all of us coming into your house and just being amazed at the amount of cats that was that were there. You know, the cats were included with the interview, and I will say we've never had a better interview. Because I did, like, you know, now we have to put that on our rider. You know, must have at least two or three cats.
Right. Oh, I love that.
We need to have a cat here.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Now, I was just going to say, though, that I think Lords of the Trident is tied for the band that's been on the cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine the most. Mm-hmm. The first time they had a pirate in the band, Jimmy.
That's true.
What?
Tell us about the pirate.
I never saw you with a pirate.
We did, yeah. For many years, we had Captain Bloodbeard was our bassist for many years, and yeah, I mean, like, our big dumb faces have been on Max Inc. Radio for Max Inc. Magazine and also Max Inc. Radio, I suppose, for many years. And we've gone through some lineup changes, but, you know, knock on wood, this will be the final lineup change. No one is allowed to quit the band at this point.
That's great.
I've spent so much money on band photos. I told them, I'm like, listen, no one's quitting. No one.
For those that don't know, what is the lineup right now in Lords of the Trident?
Right, so Fang von Killenstein. you caught me on that one. You caught me on that one. He just played the promo from like 700 years ago.
Yeah.
Fang von Rathenstein, that's me.
Yes.
There's a fun story about that. Ask me later on a few beers. And we've got, of course, Baron Torian Hellishar, the lead guitarist. We've got Akira Metal, the other lead guitarist. We've got Pontifex Mortis, the lead bassist, and Master Herc Schlagzeuger on lead drums.
Oh, it's so good.
And that is the current lineup, and all of them are absolutely incredible musicians of renown and fame.
Worldly battles.
Yes.
Worldly battles.
You don't have any guitar players. You only have lead guitar players.
Yeah. We have to specify because everybody's a lead. You know, I mean, like, if we might bring somebody in, later, they won't be a lead guitarist. But these two guys are lead. Anytime we have guests, they're the supplemental guitarists or whatever.
And I want to ask you real quick. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Japan.
Yeah.
You did Japan, and you're going to go do Japan again next year because everybody loved you so much.
We toured Japan in December of 2022. It was literally a month after Japan opened.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a wild time. We sold out half of the shows.
That's amazing.
In Japan. Mm-hmm. We did eight shows, sold out half of them. The other half were like pretty packed, most of them. And the fans over there were just wild. Absolutely. Like, there was a dude who saw us in Nagoya on a Monday night, like on a whim. He's like, well, I'll go see you to the show. You know, and it was in like a neighborhood next to like an elementary school. It was the weirdest venue ever. And he was just like, well, I don't know, you know, check these guys out. And he was in the front row and he loved it. He followed us for the next 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
On the rest of the tour. One of my favorite memories from this tour was in Kobe. We did two nights in Kobe. And the first night in Kobe, we were in this place called Padama. And there was this, like, probably 90-year-old woman, this grandma, sitting at a desk, at one of those, like, high-top tables, you know, in the venue.
Yep.
And she was just, what, you know, there's four other bands, and she was just sitting there and just nodding her head, like, yeah, these are, you know, good music, just kind of clapping along. And I'm like, oh, she's here to see one of the other bands. You know, she's like a grandma of somebody. And then we take the stage, we headline, and she's up at the barricade.
Grandma started a mosh
pit.
And
she is headbanging and like throwing her fist in the air. And I'm like, Grandma, God dang, Grandma, what the heck? You know, I did not get to meet her after the show. I didn't get her name. She left right away after we stopped. After our final show, she's like, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
Did you call her out from stage? I mean, in hindsight,
we did.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
okay.
You know,
and,
so
and
cool.
One of the great things too is that like so I one of my majors, one of the three majors I did here at UW-Madison was yeah, I like to keep busy, I guess.
Show off.
Was Japanese. So I got to use my Japanese and I got to do Japanese stage banter with people. And you, like, listen,
the faces of people when, you know, the dudes from America take the stage, and then all of a sudden the guy starts like talking to you in rapid fire Japanese. They were like, they were just like, they like their brain couldn't process it.
Wow.
They were trying to speak to me in English, and then I'd speak to them in Japanese, and they'd be like, oh, you know, like they couldn't speak Japanese anymore. It was wild.
Oh, I love, you know, that.
We did a Japanese cover of a Japanese band's Japanese thrash band called Anthem. We did a cover of one of their songs, and that just killed every night. So it was a fabulous tour. We're going back in 2025.
Oh my God.
We're bringing another band with us this time. And actually, I can kind of sort of, I suppose, announce this here.
Ooh, breaking news.
I can't tell you who it is, but what I will tell you is that I have actually partnered with a booking agency in Nagoya and a tour and like a guided tour agency out of LA. And we are going to facilitate a bunch of other bands to go to Japan, a bunch of other mid-level power metal bands, a bunch of bands on smaller labels, people who, you know, previously Japan would be completely off limits to them. We're going to make that connection now. And I'm doing it for other bands completely free. It's just making that facilitation, making those tours happen.
Are you interested in helping other bands develop fetishes of bidets as well?
Oh my God.
Listen,
you have to be careful when you start talking to me about Japanese toilets, because I can spend the entire night.
Yeah, we don't have this much
the
time.
Entire night talking about Japanese toilet technology. All I will say is everybody listening right now should own a Japanese toilet. There's no reason for you not to.
Do you have one?
Oh, I got two. When we bought our house, the first thing. I changed the locks and I put a Japanese toilet in. That's the first thing I did.
He had a party. He had a party revolving around the Japanese toilet.
Yeah.
I was there. Mrs. K came.
And
a requirement, you had to bring up dish to pash and use the bidet.
Yep.
Yeah.
You had to. You remember? Okay, you remember
who brought beans?
Do you remember in the pandemic when there was a toilet paper shortage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because I never needed it.
Show off.
Because I never needed it. And that's why you need a Japanese toilet.
Oh my Ty goodness. Christian from Lords of the Trident, mad with
crying
Power
over
Fest.
Here.
Oh, I am.
Speaking of sold out shows.
Oh, wait. So, he has news.
So, this was confusing to many people. I put on social media, mm-hmm. It's not sold out. We outsold.
Mm.
We outsold the other biggest power metal fest in North America. So this means that Mad with Power Fest here in Madison, Wisconsin, is North America. That includes Canada, USA, and Mexico. North America's biggest power metal festival is right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Amazing.
Wow.
Because we outsold the other big festival down in Atlanta, which who shall remain nameless.
There's a bit of rival.
There's a little bit of rivalry.
I would call this a big rivalry. It
revolves around some broken promises and some, you know, some payola that we've uncovered. And I'm not going to go into details, but you know, there's a guy who is not doing good down there, and we spent the last 7 years trying to take over, and we've finally done it. We've taken
you
over.
You have done the slow crawl to do this too, starting in small clubs.
You know, Ty's slow creeping revenge is what it is.
Tell us about Mad
Don't
with
take
Power.
Him off.
Tell us about the atmosphere of what you have.
I'm
going to
tell you,
the bands.
Mad with Power Fest is a 2-day festival. It's at the Sylvie this year. Woo. We still have 250 tickets available.
Oh.
We are 82.
You heard it here first.
We are 82.5% sold out, I believe, at the moment.
Oh, that's cool.
And we basically, it is a 2-day heavy metal, thrash metal, power metal festival. But that's not all, because you might say, well, Ty, there's a lot of these festivals everywhere in the Yes. We take it one step further. Not only is there bands, not only is there amazing atmosphere, but we fill the Sylvie with free play, arcade, and pinball. So if there's a band that's not to your liking, if you know this guy isn't your cup of tea, just turn around and play some, you know, play some pinball, play some Miss Pac-Man, just go wild.
So good.
Everything's on free play. So it is a fan forward festival. We try to take advantage of all of the, you know, of all the stuff we've offered and give everybody a really good time.
And that's at the Sylvie here in Madison.
Yep.
If people wanted to get tickets right now, you said only 250 tickets are left. How do we do that?
They are at madwithpowerfest.com. And you can grab a general admission. Everything else is sold out. Silver VIP, gold VIP, sponsorship VIP. Those sold out in 10 minutes. Everything else is general admission. So you can grab a general admission ticket, and I believe we're going to give one away here on
I was just going to ask you.
The no radio. Way.
I have one more. I've got one more.
Wait, what's the phone number?
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Hold Rocker, on, man. My thumbs are slow.
Rocker, you can't call your own hotline.
Why not? Call or text on the
what
Civic
is this,
Media
like
app.
Rice Krispies?
If you want to go to Madwood Power Fest.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are out of control tonight. If you want to go to Madwood Power Fest. Give us a call right now. I'll take the first caller, 844-967-2789. So Madwood Power Fest, give us the details one more time. The date?
Yep, date's next week, or is it? My brain is so fried, I don't even know what week it is. So it's Friday and Saturday, 18th and 19th, I think, probably, that's probably correct. It's next week. It's next week, Friday and Saturday.
I have a calendar, I can look
and,
for you.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. 18th and 19th, 2 days. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys should get there. 12 bands, over 50 arcade cabinets, and a Quake deathmatch arena. It's going to be just incredible. Yes.
Deathmatch arena. I like that.
You are the best.
Ty, I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Congratulations with all the success.
No
thank you.
Kidding.
We'll see you at Madwood Power Fest. Say hi to E-Dub, because I know he helps you there,
I certainly
too.
Will. Where's the cats here, by the way? Where are the cats?
Now that I know this story, there will be cats.
Mm-hmm. I'll be coming over to use your bidet, man.
Okay, sounds good.
Can you get the cats to use the bidet? Well, that's another subject.
We'll try it next time.
Lords of the Trident, the Metal Sea on Max Inc. Radio. Oh,
we
Lords of the Trident in the Middle Sea on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music from 2011. Thanks to Ty for coming in and sharing the news about Mad With Power Fest. There's only 250 tickets left. Make sure you get online and search for how do you get tickets for that right now. Hey, Kaylin Cole, she is here. She's warming up live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We'll get to her in just a couple minutes. Right now, it's Linda and the Zeros and Time. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Like a thief into the night. Thank you.
paper, tough as nails, crafty as a jigsaw, rugged like a wrench. But I'm trapped in a vice grip because of you. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mark.